Time now for sports on 104.7 The Cave. Here's Ned Reynolds.
Mike the intern, Ned Reynolds in the studio this morning. You were a busy man yesterday, man. There was a lot of action in the Ozarks, a lot of teams in semifinals last night. How'd everybody do?
Even busier today and tomorrow. This is really an exciting time for basketball fans. The tournaments are all going on. High school, college, the pros are winding down, getting ready for their playoffs. It's really, really a very big time. All right, yesterday at the Hammond Student Center and JQH Arena, JQH for the most part, the Missouri State Championships underway. Yesterday was all Class 3 teams. Today it's 1, 2, and 3. All right, for the Class 3 teams, we had three area teams involved. We get 2 out of 3 into the state championships. That's not bad at all. Springfield Catholic, huge win over St. Paul out of Concordia, Missouri.
Awesome.
Won by 30 points. They'll play Vashon from St. Louis. That, incidentally, let me tell you, this is going to be what you do for a basketball fan is go over to JQH, plop your behind in one of the seats, and you're there for three straight area games that are super. Excuse me. One of them is the first game, and that is the championship game in Class 3. I beg your pardon. Let me backtrack on that. Springfield Greenwood plays at 12:40, and that's the Class 2 semifinal. They play Plattsburgh. After they leave the court, here comes Springfield Catholic. They will play Vashon for the Class 3 boys state championship. They leave the court, crown the champion, so forth. Here come the girls, and it is Stratford going for its 115th straight win, fourth straight state championship. I remember, Mike, on the air yesterday, I talked about Trenton, the team that they were in, undefeated, maybe dangerous.
Yeah, that's what we had. They'd have to handle them.
I ran into an official from the state who and I voiced that opinion. Oh, no, Reynolds. No. I said, well, this team's undefeated. He said, it's a different level.
Different kind of undefeated.
I've seen them play. He said, I'll be surprised if Stratford doesn't win by 30 points. I'll be darned if they don't win by 30 points. 63-33. They blew out this Trenton team. They play, Stratford plays St. Louis Lutheran North for the championship, and it's the second time those teams have played this year. Stratford went up to St. Louis, played some tough area schools to get ready, played Lutheran North, won by 9. Lutheran North beat Licking last night. So Lutheran North and Catholic for the second time this season. It's a calendar year, it's a different year, but it's the same season. And it should be a very interesting game, but I think Stratford probably will.
Let's see and let's hope. That'd be great for the area for sure, especially for Stratford. Also great for the area, these Drury Panthers, man, they've been doing good, and they got a big win in their tournament.
11 straight wins now for the Drury Panthers. They were an underdog to Indianapolis. Indianapolis had beaten them earlier in the year by 1 point. Indianapolis is up by 12 early in the second half. Drury came storming back, wins the game by 6, and moves into the quarterfinals tomorrow over in Edwardsville, Illinois. That's a very nice win. 11 straight for Drury. Team's on a roll, just like the Lady Panthers are on a roll, only their roll has been all season.
Now, a different lady animal, the Lady Bears, seem like they're... It's like something's in the water here in Springfield. I don't know what you've been throwing into the reservoir, Ned, but keep doing your late-night runs over there to fellows and dump all that stuff in there.
Now, they're taking no prisoners, the Lady Bears. They're on the road. Now, these are regular season games. The ladies' season is 1 week longer than the men's. Longer only by the calendar, not by number of games. We're in Evansville last night. Now, the Evansville team's not very good. Everybody will admit that. They're one of the bottom dwellers in the Missouri Valley Conference before the Lady Bears beat him 88-48.
Yeah.
Good gracious sakes alive. That's walloping an opponent. And knowing Kelly Harper and the Lady Bears, they don't do that on purpose.
No.
They just simply are so much better. Now, the Lady Bears will play Indiana State tomorrow afternoon. That ends the regular season. And they are likely to go in as the second seed in the Valley because Drake is ahead of them in the Valley standings. And Drake was a big winner last night as well. So it's a very interesting scenario the way things are shaping up.
It's going to be a very exciting end of the season. And like I always say, that's all we want as fans, excitement. Yesterday was a busy day. Basketball today even busier. This weekend just going to be slam-packed with basketball. But you can see a lot of great talent here in town today. Sure.
You can indeed at the JQH Arena. It's the Classes 1, 2, and 3 championships. The three championships are today. 1 and 2 will be tomorrow. The semifinals for 1 and 2 are today. And a terrific matchup of games. Springfield Greenwood plays at 12:40 this afternoon. That is a Class 2 boys semifinal. And Greenwood has a star player. His name is Amina Muhammad. He's a transfer from a school in Washington, D.C. That school is Archbishop Carroll, which is one of the top prep basketball programs in the country. Amin is here because his brother, Kabir, plays for the Bears. Now, whether or not he's here next year remains to be seen because this kid is a five-star product. That's the highest you can be rated as a high school recruit, and he's good. Well, he takes the Greenwood team into the state semifinals against Plattsburgh. That's at 12:40 in JQH. So once that game is over and leave the court, here come the Class 3 teams on for the state championships. And it's Springfield Catholic playing for a state title against Vashon from St. Louis. Should be a great game. Both were semifinal winners. Big. Both won big in the semifinals last night. Once that game is over at JQH, here comes Stratford onto the court. The Stratford girls, the Lady Indians, they're playing for their fourth consecutive Class 3 state championship and their 115th straight victory. Man. They are playing St. Louis Lutheran North, a team they've already played once this year, beat by 9 up in St. Louis. Stratford was a huge winner over Trenton last night, beat them by 30. Lutheran North had a struggle with Licking, beat them by 8, I believe it was. And that's close.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens, but three straight championship-level games, all at JQH starting at 12:40, should be a lot of fun.
It's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of basketball. Some unfortunate news concerning a baseball Hall of Famer. You hate to see stuff like this happen.
This is really saddening, too. Tom Seaver, Hall of Famer. He is really the poster boy for the New York Mets and was back in the late 60s, early 70s. Had a great career, a three-time Cy Young Award winner, All-America Southern Cal. Has now been asked, and it's more the family asking Major League Baseball not to allow him to be in any more public appearances because he has such severe dementia.
Doesn't know
what the situations are. He's out in California, and he's fine at the moment, but the dementia is of such proportions that he is, they prefer him not to be in a public circumstance. So Major League Baseball said that's what we'll do.
That's good.
It's a shame, though, because Tom's 74 is young, as far
as
I'm concerned.
Well, yeah, it is. But, you know, it goes to show you. But again, he had a great life, and it's good that his family's there protecting him. And that Major League Baseball was cool and said, you know what? Have fun.
Exactly.
So that's good. The men's basketball Bears, they've got a test today. Who are they playing?
They're playing Bradley. 2:30 up at what in St. Louis is the new Enterprise Center. The name of that place changes every few years.
Yeah, I know. It's hard to keep up with them.
But they play at 2:30, and this is the quarterfinal round of the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament. Bears have beaten Bradley twice this year, but as Dana Ford told us last night on Ned Talk, he worries about this game because both games, the first game the Bears probably should not have won, but they did up in Peoria. The game down here in Springfield, the Bears' defense held Bradley to 37 points. You don't do that with college teams. And the Bradley team is not all that bad. They're physical. They play a very strong game. They're not an offensive powerhouse, but they can be awfully tough. If the Bears win, they go into the semifinals tomorrow, and who knows what that situation might be. But we're interested to see the semifinal winner will be Loyola versus Valparaiso. Valparaiso won in the play-in game last night. So we're keeping our fingers crossed for the Bears, keeping our fingers crossed for Drury, both Drury teams, both Bears teams, and the high school teams. It's a big time for basketball.
Players. Yeah, hopefully we have some winners to talk about on Monday.
We will.
We are out of time. Thank you for yours.
Sir.
Have a blast watching basketball this weekend.
Absolutely.